Okay, so I'm summarizing a three-year regional project that we conducted to better understand how to manage Target Spot. And you can see all the authors. These were all participants in the study. They had trials over multiple years in multiple locations. So myself in Virginia, Nick Defoe and Mike Mulvaney in Florida, Austin Hagen in Alabama, Heather Kelly in Tennessee, Bob Kimmerett in Georgia, Trey Price in Louisiana, Tom Allen in Mississippi, and our sponsor of this project was Bob Nichols. So I just want to give a little bit of background. In the next talk, Austin Hagen will give more of a general overview of the disease. But the causal agent is Cornespora cassiacula. This fungus can infect many different crops, but some recent research out of Georgia has shown that the genotype infecting cotton, it seems to be distinct. It's an emerging or emergent disease of cotton in the southeastern U.S. It probably showed up around the early 2000s, and then it has spread throughout the southeast, the mid-south region where cotton is grown. There's variability among years and geographic locations, and this suggests that, and also from observations, that disease development is driven by both moisture and high temperatures. So leaf drop can rapidly follow lesion development, and I'll have some data that shows this, disease development over time. And if you have high levels of premature defoliation, greater than 30%, there can be yield loss. And a lot of preliminary studies were done at various locations, and they suggested in the presence of target spot that fungicides could slow down progress of the disease, delayed defoliation in some cases, result in increased yields. So in 2014, the cotton pathologists got together with Bob Nichols, and we decided we wanted to do a regional project. And there were a few different things we wanted to address based on observations in the field where we were seeing severe outbreaks of the disease. We hypothesized that some varieties were more susceptible to target spot than others. In particular, Phytogen 499 was one where we had seen a lot of the disease throughout the regions where the disease was present. So we compared this to what we thought was a less susceptible variety. But we still, I don't think we've entirely teased out whether there's actually pre-resistance or it has more to do with the plant architecture. The Phytogen 499 has a very big canopy, can have rank growth, and that big canopy really favors the development of the disease. So we were looking at two different varieties, and with those we were evaluating the effectiveness of single and two application programs of different fungicides for managing target spot and protecting yield. From 2014 to 2016, we had a total of 18 site years. In Virginia, we had a trial in 2014. In 2015 and 16, we had very little or no target spot presence, so we didn't have trials those years. Tennessee, we had 15 and 16. Louisiana, we had trials all 3 years. Mississippi, 2015 and 16, same with Alabama. In Georgia, we actually had 4 trials, so one each in 2014 and 15, and then 2 in 2016. And then Florida, again, we had 4 trials across all 3 years with 2 in 2015. The experimental design was a 2x2x5 randomized complete block design. As I already mentioned, we had 2 varieties, Phytogen 499, which we considered one of our most susceptible varieties, and then Delta Pineland 1137 was our other variety that we looked at. We had 2 fungicide application timings, either 1 application or 2 applications. And in the first year, the applications were at first bloom and then 14 days after first bloom. But we had observed that in some locations we had later disease onset, and it looked like we were getting better control and potential yield response with later applications. So in the 2 years of the project, we gave the collaborators more flexibility in the timing, so they could either do it at first bloom or at disease onset, and then 14 days after disease onset. Our fungicide treatments were an untreated control, and then Headline, which has a strobilurin fungicide, pyraclostrobin, a 7-ounce rate of Topguard, which is triazole, Preaxor, which has the same strobilurin as Headline, but then also an SDHI fungicide, and then Quadris, which is another strobilurin, azoxystrobin. For our data collection, we looked at date of disease onset, which was variable across all the locations and years, and then biweekly ratings of severity, which was measured as the percent leaf area with lesions, incidence, which was the percent of leaves with one or more lesions within the canopy, and defoliation, which was the percent of the total canopy that had premature leaf drop. And then, of course, at the end of the season, we looked at the yield. So I don't know how well you can see this, but I did highlight where we had significant differences, so I just kind of wanted to give an overall summary. And the important thing I want you to look at is the number of trials where we had significant differences for each of the different treatment effects. So, let's see. Can you see this? Yes. So here's the response variable. Here, this is severity, this is defoliation, and this is our seed cotton yield. And then our factors are variety, the number of applications, and the fungicide. And then just to simplify things for the interaction, I just indicated if there were interactions, which there were for some of the trials, but not all of them. And let's see. Here, for example, FNA means there was a fungicide by application interaction. And then here, FAV, there was a three-way interaction. So we're not really going to look at the interactions today because they're kind of complicated. But and we're still teasing out what the significance of those, what they really mean. But for the severity, we found that we had a significant difference among varieties in 14 out of the 18 trials. For the number of applications, we had differences in severity in 6 of the 18 trials, and then for the different fungicides, 5 out of the 18 trials had a significant effect, and then there were only 2 trials where we had an interaction. So then here for defoliation, we had 15 out of the 18, so a majority of the trials, we did see differences among the 2 varieties for defoliation. So Phytogen 499 had higher levels of defoliation compared to the Delta Pine. And for the application, the number of applications, about half the trials, we had significant differences. So we saw a slightly greater reduction in defoliation with the 2 application program. And then for the fungicide treatments, and in 10 out of 18 trials, we had a significant effect. And then we had 9 trials with interactions. But then for yield, so ultimately yield's what a grower is concerned about. And we did find in 12 cases we had differences in yield among varieties, and I'll show that data. It varied among locations which variety did better. For the number of applications, we only had 2 trials where there was a significant difference. So in general, we did not have a difference between the single and double application. And then only 4 out of the 18 trials had a significant effect of fungicide on yield, and 7 trials had an interaction. So this is just 2 trials that I wanted to show just to demonstrate how disease develops over time. These were 2 trials where we had very good disease data collection over time, and so we could really look at progress. So this one is Florida in 2016, and this one is Alabama in 2016. And overall, you can see that So along the x-axis, we have the date, and then the y-axis is the percent of either the severity, which is in blue, the incidence, which is the tan, and the defoliation, which is the reddish-orange color. So I start the date at the date where we had first flower in each trial, so that was July 8th for Florida and June 27th for Alabama, and then we show the progression over time. So in Florida, we had relatively late disease onset. It didn't come in until September. And then we did see an increase in defoliation. So it got up to 40%, but it was very late. And it was also a lot lower than it was in Alabama. So Alabama, it came in earlier. It was about, let's see, 3 weeks after first flower, we started to see the disease develop, and we saw an increase in both defoliation and incidence over time. One thing I want you to know is that for the severity, we basically didn't see any major increase over time. It stayed very low, because what happens with this disease is once you get a lesion on a leaf, they usually will rapidly drop, and so you don't get a lot of leaf area covered with the disease in general, even though there are some exceptions. So overall, the incidence and defoliation were highly correlated, but we found that overall defoliation was our best measure of disease progress across all the trials, so that's what I'll be showing from this point forward. So here is, for these same two trials, a comparison of the untreated single application of Preaxor and double application of Preaxor. So the untreated is the gray line, the single application of Preaxor is the brown, and the double application of Preaxor is the orange. And these arrows show where the first and second fungicide application occurred. So in the Florida trial, you can see that the fungicide applications were many weeks before we had any disease, but we still see a slight reduction in disease with the single application of fungicide and a little more with the double, even though I don't think these were, I can't remember if these were significant reductions, but you can see that at least numerically we did see slightly less disease, so we're having a little bit of effect of the fungicides, but we didn't have any yield response in this trial, which is not surprising. In the Alabama trial, our application timings, I think, actually were very good. So our first fungicide application was, you can see it's right where we start seeing the disease develop, and then you see both the brown line and the orange line for the Preaxor applications. The disease is slowing down. It's not developing as quickly as it is for the untreated. Then we have our second application, and you see the single application Preaxor treatment, it increases at a faster rate than the double application. So we are getting a greater reduction with the two applications, especially when they're timed really well in terms of disease progress. So this summarizes the impact of the treatment on defoliation. And I know it's a lot of numbers, but I just want to point out a few things. So the numbers in red, they show for each row across which one is the highest value, and the ones in blue are the lowest value. So here at the top, we're looking at varieties, and for phytogen 499, the highest amount of defoliation we had was almost 70%, and the lowest was around 3%, with an overall average across the trials of 42%. For the Delta Pine, it was lower. We had 39% for the maximum, as low as 0.2% defoliation, and then an average of 27. And then this line highlighted in gray shows the difference between the two varieties and the amount of defoliation. And so that varied across all the trials with a maximum difference of 30. For application timings, the greatest difference we had between the single and double was 7%. difference in the amount of defoliation. So we're not seeing a huge impact of having the double application. And then for the fungicides, the untreated control, the maximum defoliation was 61%. The minimum was about 3%. And then the maximum difference between fungicide treatments and the untreated control was 32% for defoliation. So looking at varieties for the seed cotton yield, you can see the ones where it has NS are not significantly different. The ones with the asterisks are different. And so we did have some variation in most cases, but not all cases. Actually, it's about half and half that the phytogen or the delta pine yielded the highest. And overall, the phytogen had about 100 pounds per acre higher compared to the delta pine. Then looking at the application numbers, so the single versus double applications, we only had two trials where that was significant in this, 2015 Alabama trial. We had a 126 pound per acre increase in seed cotton yield with two versus one application. And in Tennessee in 2016, it was an increase of 326. But overall, it was only 15 on average across all the trials. So we aren't seeing a huge benefit to the double application. And I suspect that in these two cases, it was more a case where the second application was just a better, more optimum timing, and the first application was a little too early, and that's why we were seeing the benefit. So this summarizes the yield response versus the untreated control. So I took the yield for each of the fungicide treated means subtracted from the untreated, or the untreated, other way around. So overall, we had a numerical yield increase, but you can see some of them we actually had a negative value. And then in the cases where we did have a significant yield increase, the ones that are most consistently increasing yield are the these orange bars and blue bars, which are the headline and preaxor. And the overall average yield response was 117 pounds per acre, and this is for seed cotton yields. And it ranged from negative 210 up to a maximum of 538. So we also did a meta-analysis of the results, so looking across all the trials, what our effect size was and the percent reduction for defoliation and the percent increase for yield. So this shows the results for the defoliation, and most of the all the fungicides were able to reduce defoliation on phytogen 499, and for the delta pine, we only had significant reductions for with the preaxor and Quadris fungicide. Then looking at the overall effect size, so this is the percent reduction overall, it ranged from about 9% to 25%. So we are getting pretty good defoliation with most of our fungicides. But then when we look at yield, so here's the p-value for the effect size. So we had a significant effect of the fungicide application for both varieties, for headline and preaxor, but not any of the other fungicides. But the percent increase was only about 5% overall across all the trials, so we're not getting a huge yield bump overall. So in conclusion, target spot onset and development vary among years and locations throughout the southeast and mid-south. Phytogen 499 had higher disease severity, incidence, and defoliation compared to Delta Pine 1137. Fungicide applications, with preaxor and headline being the best, were able to slow down defoliation in most of the trials and increased yield at some of the locations. Two fungicide applications were able to reduce defoliation and result in a greater yield response compared to one application at two of the locations, but overall we didn't see a huge benefit to the two versus one. And then when disease pressure was high and rapid defoliation occurred, Delta Pine yielded better than Phytogen 499. So have a few more slides, but I'm not going to present them. So we're going to move on and have Austin give another presentation on target spot and give some more perspective on the disease.